Welcome to day six. This session is on, I think, the most important subject of all, and that is how do you really make sure that after all this work, all this effort, all this success in your life, you're really happy, you really feel fulfilled. And so this introduction to something we call the six human needs, I think is perfectly placed for you, especially if you just did the goal setting workshop, because we want to make sure we take away any fear that, yeah, well, what if I achieve all that and I'm still not happy? This will show you how to make sure you never have that fear, and more importantly, that you enjoy your life right now, not someday when you achieve these goals. You really experience it today. So we want to talk about what is it that causes people to be fulfilled and what causes us not to be fulfilled. We want to find out what's the difference between what I would call leverage and drive. Because no matter what you do in life, whether you're hitting a baseball as a professional major leaguer, or you're doing something like going out and working on computers, and you're creating songs or music or writing books, or you're designing corporations, or you're constantly figuring out how to debate a legal issue and be effective, there is an emotional side to everything you and I do. And it's a component that most of us try to ignore because we're just trying to get the job done. But it's the part that not only fulfills us, but fuels us as people. And unless you understand that fuel, unless you understand that drive, then you'll always be looking to get a short-term burst of energy through discipline or focus, but you'll never be in that place of just flow, where it just happens, where it's just automatic, where you surprise yourself, where you say, this is magical. This is what life's about. I love this. We've all had moments like that. And I want to share with you the secret of how to have them all the time. All the time? Yeah, all the time. So that when you're not in that state, you know exactly what to do to get back in that target zone where you are your best, where you contribute the most you can contribute, and where you feel the greatest juice of life on a consistent basis, not a spotty, hope it comes back kind of basis. See, part of what it is intellectual. It's part of it is understanding the goal of the game of life. It's pretty hard to win the game of life when you don't know what the goal is, and most of us don't. We think we know what it is, and then we achieve the goal, and we say, is this all there is? And we've all had this conversation before, right? But I got a new answer for you, an answer that when you get it, it'll change your life forever if you'll use it. So let me give you a little background. I received a phone call from a gentleman who really wanted me to work with him. And he was in the south of France, and so I said, well, why don't we wait till I come there to do my program there? I was doing a Date with Destiny in Cannes. And so I got to the program, and some interesting things had occurred in my life. And I was not in a happy state. I was feeling very frustrated, and I couldn't figure out why exactly. And in a few moments, when I share a little more, you'll understand the why. But all of a sudden, I was not myself. You ever been in that place? You don't understand why. You just don't feel good. You don't feel like you're yourself, but you're not sure why. Well, I was kind of in that place. And the final note for me is I had this opportunity to be with this man, this amazing guy, and I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. He's willing to pay me a fortune. I still didn't know if I wanted to do it. I lost my drive. I mean, I couldn't remember ever being like that. I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you're just disturbed with yourself. But I think it's a good place, by the way. It doesn't feel good, but it is good. You know, I've learned in life that there are four classes of experience, I think. I thought of this on a run recently. I said, class one experience in life is something that feels good. It is good for you. It is good for others, and it serves the greater good. Those are the peak experiences in life, aren't they? I'll tell you what a class two experience is. Something that does not feel good, right? Does not feel good, but is good for you. Is good for other people and serves the greater good. Those are the ones most people want to avoid, but those are the secret to a joyous, successful, and fulfilling life. Class three experience? Something that feels good, but is not good for you, is not good for others, and does not serve the greater good. And this is the crap you do on a regular basis, isn't it? At least I know I've been guilty of this in the past. And here's a class four experience. Something that does not feel good, is not good for you, does not serve others, and does not serve the greater good. So why the heck would we do it? Fear or just old habits, patterning. And these are the worst things of all. I'll tell you what I think the secret to a successful, happy, fulfilling life is. It's learning how to convert class two experiences into class one experiences. Learning how to take those things that don't feel good, but really are good for you, really serve others, good for others, and really serve the greater good, and making them a class one, where it also feels good to do those things that are good for you, good for others, and serve the greater good. So here I was doing something that didn't feel good, but it really could serve the greater good. It certainly would serve this other person. It would serve me because, listen, for me to coach someone else, I learn. I'm the one who gets the greatest gift regardless of economics. The real challenge, the real ability is figuring out how to turn something around. And whatever I learn, I can apply to my own life. But I thought, why do I keep doing this? And I kept thinking, you know, I'm seeing the same problems in people all over the face of the earth. In that seminar, there were people representing 28 nations. And I'm reading them, and everybody's got the same basic problems worldwide. In fact, I said, you know what? There aren't that many problems. There's probably only about a dozen problems. So I got in the shower, and I kept thinking, but why do people have these same problems worldwide? I don't care if it's a total top professional athlete. I don't care if it's this multi-billionaire that I work with. I don't care if it's a child in the South Bronx. I don't care if it's a person from India, from China, a person from Singapore. I don't care if it's from Australia, England, you know, France, Italy. I don't care. The U.S., you know, any place I've gone in the world, any place people have come to me, I see the same problems. So I got in the shower. Don't you ever notice how the most important things come to you when you're in the shower and there's no paper pencil nearby? I'm in the shower. I got soap in my eyes. I'm just at that moment. All of a sudden, wham, this stuff starts coming through me. Well, I've got the answer. My brain just goes, here's the answer. Here's the answer to why everybody does whatever they do. Here's the answer as to why everybody has the same problems. Here's what it is. So I jumped out of the shower and I couldn't find the towel to soap in my eyes. I'm dripping wet. I'm running outside, running around naked, looking for a piece of paper. I got a pen. I finally start scribbling like crazy. I got the answer. I got a whole nother level of answer. And I call it the six human needs. I began to realize, it started like this. I'm in the shower, my brain said, same problems worldwide, but all these people in different parts of the world have different belief systems. They've grown up in different cultures, there are different rules, right? They have different backgrounds, different experiences. How could they have the same problems? And I thought, is it possible? Because all human beings have the same needs. I went, well, that would make sense. I thought, but why would they have the same problems? And I began to ask myself the question, is it possible that these needs are inherently in conflict? And that's why we have the challenge. I thought, nah, God wouldn't do that to us. I thought, no, it'd make life more interesting. Probably make us have to grow more. Probably make us try to figure things out. Let me play with this. And then all of a sudden, this started coming through me. So let me just give it to you with no more buildup. You're saying, give it to me, Tony. What is it? Tell me. Here it is.